All right, there we go. Hey, hey.
Hey.
Welcome to the Brian and Kristen podcast. I'm Brian.
And I'm Kristen.
And we are live. We're coming at you from Troy, Ohio, the day after the epic solar eclipse. Once in a lifetime, solar eclipse happened right here in this area, and Kristen came home to see it. What do you think about that?
Right. First of all, I think we need to put a disclaimer that we're at our mom's office and they're still doing business out there. So,
yeah.
Any noise in the background, that's what's going on.
Yeah. So if there's noise in the background, it's because people are actually working and they don't have the luxury of doing podcasts at 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
On a Tuesday.
So, and we want to give a shout out to Tim Wackler, who said we haven't done the podcast in 2 weeks. So thanks, Tim, for, you know, keeping us on track. We appreciate that. And as always, if you ever have any questions for the podcast, please send them in and we'll answer your questions. So there we go.
Okay. So back to the original question. What did I think of the epic eclipse?
Yes.
It was worth seeing. I mean, it was pretty interesting. My favorite part was that it actually got like dark and cold and windy. I made it to Columbus with 20 minutes to spare before it started. So I got to be in the McDonald's parking lot with 70 of my closest friends. It was pretty funny because I went out there. I didn't have the glasses. And there was a woman who's like, you want to borrow mine? I'm like, yeah, that'd be great. So she lets me borrow the pair. And then I start talking to she and her family. And then they're like, oh, we have an extra pair. So I just talked to them for a while and got their life history and got to share that epic moment with that family.
Cool. So they had extra pair for you. That worked out good.
I rolled out of McDonald's and had a pair of glasses.
Well, we had at our house, we had about six pair of them because, you know, mom kept having me go to different places to get different glasses when they were allowed, you know, at the library and a couple other places. So we had plenty if you could have made it home in time, but all the flights were
oversold. People, did you know that Delta was charging $700 a ticket for the flights that were going to be like around the eclipse and $1,100 for first class? So no, I didn't think about why I couldn't get on a flight, but that's why I didn't make standby on Delta.
Yeah.
Get home on Southwest.
Dang. So 700 bucks. I believe it. I think that'd be kind of cool to be seeing it that close if they could. I mean, I wonder what it looked like, but you only have those little.
Unless you're the pilot, I don't know how good the view would be.
Yeah, because what if you pay $700 and you're in the middle or the aisle seat?
Wouldn't that tick you off?
You should only have that if you're in the window seat.
Yeah.
So.
You're in the aisle. Half think. Price.
Yeah. So okay. Well, that's good. Well, you got back. It was quite an ordeal.
Took me 2 days to get here.
2 days.
But it's good.
Yeah. And for those of you who don't know, Kristen's a flight attendant, so she gets a discount on tickets.
AKA free.
Yeah, she gets free tickets, so I can't play. Although, you know, I've had regular times when I got stuck. You know, I got stuck in Orlando a couple weeks ago, flying back from was in New York, and they sent me down to Orlando. And then,
that's problem number one. Any time you got to go so far out of the way.
Yeah, it's going to be a problem. I don't think I ever want to fly out of Orlando again.
I hate
that. That was the worst airport I've ever been in.
It's crazy. And then if you're the flight attendant going in and out of there, there's Cheerios from kids all over the plane, like toys. And it's a mess every time. You know you're going to have a lot of cleanup after you come in and out of Orlando.
Because they're all coming back from Disney World.
Or they're going, and they're so excited. Yeah, yeah. Whenever I see Orlando, I'm like, oh, I don't want
to
go.
Yeah, I'm going to try to avoid that airport at all costs unless I have to go to Orlando. But if I see a layover in Orlando, I'm picking a different flight from now on. Lesson learned. So that happened. And then we had, since the last time, we had a big thing going on. Do you know what that was?
Your wrestling
match. The wrestling match. And for the third year in a row, I got second place. So,
but at least there weren't just two.
Yeah, there weren't just two. There was there was nine people. I wrestled beat two people, and then I lost to someone in the last match again.
And that's good. What's the age category?
35 and up.
Oh, okay.
Now, but this is tough. The guy who won the bracket was 53. He was a former University of Wisconsin wrestler, and he is a wrestling coach at Princeton High School in Cincinnati. So I didn't really perform that well against the guy. I don't know.
I feel like those are pretty good credentials not to. It's not like, you know, the guy decided he was going to like get off the couch and this was his first wrestling match ever.
Yeah. I mean, he still wrestles every day with the coaching, you know, and he was
kids, college kids.
Yeah. High school kids, but he went to college and then he's coaching at one of the better high schools in Cincinnati or, you know, that area. So we'll have some footage of that coming out pretty soon. And
that's exciting. How'd you think you did?
Well, my first match was one of the hardest ones I've ever had, even though I won. That guy was so good and strong. I just kind of got.
So how'd you win?
I just got him in the front headlock that Doug Blueball showed me back in the day. And
for any of you who haven't seen the episode on Doug Blueball, that was a while back.
Yeah,
check that one out.
Check that one out. And I managed to fend him off, and then somehow I got him down in that, and I got behind him, and then I just kind of held him down for the rest of the time. So, but I was exhausted after. I mean, it took like everything out of me.
So was that pinning or points that you
points
won? For I just, both of them or points?
Oh yeah. Yeah, I beat him 2-0, and then I beat the next guy 6-1. And then I lost 8-1 in the last match.
Oh, well, at least it like went on for a while.
Yeah, I went to distance. But what happened was I got behind 4-0, and then I started trying Hail Mary, you know, trying to throw him in the head. All this stuff that you do when you're behind, like, you know, it's like the equivalent of throwing a Hail Mary pass, you know.
You're not really thinking. You're just freaking out.
Yeah, you're just trying to score any way you can because you're down. You can't do anything. Just a regular takedown won't help you beat the guy at this point. You're behind by too much. So if anybody watches wrestling, you would understand that. But if not, like, what's he talking about now? So, yeah, so we finished that, and then, you know, went to Chicago and then had a play in Piqua, Ohio, and, yeah, I made another video for the Easter Seals, which will be out next weekend, which is about Cam Roth, who wrestled, and he was one of the best wrestlers ever in our area as a young kid, but then he got in a car wreck, and he's just trying to wrestle again.
You know? Yeah, I got a sneak preview of the video or the movie.
Yeah, movie. What do you call it? I call it a short movie.
A short. Yeah, it's really good. It's a super inspirational one.
Yeah, it's inspirational. It's only 5 minutes long, but it's very inspirational, and it's got a cameo appearance by Scooby, who's very famous around here. I think that'll be like 5 or 6 of those I've made now. Can't remember exactly. I see. I made 1, 2, 3. I think 5.
You should tell them the rules because that's what makes it hard.
Yeah, you have to film the whole movie in a weekend. Basically, you have from like they give you the genre on a Tuesday, so they give you restrictions. You have to make your film in, and this one was supposed to be a buddy comedy, but I couldn't make it a comedy because it was just so. It was so serious. It's like I kind of forfeited the contest a little bit for
getting the message
and making a film I want to make. You know, I'm like already paying $45 to be in the contest anyway.
So, might as well do it the way you want to do it. Don't forget the rules.
Yeah. So I say, you know what? If I try to make this into a comedy, it's gonna miss the mark on the kid's journey that he's going through. And we're calling it the Comeback Kid because that's his nickname. You know, he came back from all these things. So I really like it. But, you know, I know it's didn't quite follow this year's genre. Next year, it'll probably be a sports. They'll probably make it a sports drama, which would have been perfect. So, hey, what's up, Skills? So, yeah, we're just having a good time here, buddy. And so. Skills Carmite.
I didn't see it there. Do you know? Oh, you know. That
yeah,
person.
I know
oh,
okay. Skills. Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's watching on YouTube. I actually know Skills. So, yeah, we've been. What else? So you're going back home today, and
yeah, I've got a work meeting tomorrow, and I think in May I have quite a few trips to Long Beach, California.
Oh, cool.
And Houston.
Okay.
And I do think I have to go through Orlando, funny enough.
Yeah, it seems like you would. And we're actually doing a live podcast. I mean, we're live on air, but we actually got viewers watching live here. Let's see if we can get them. There's Uncle Bob. Hey, Uncle Bob. And there's Mia Moore. Hey.
We'll be selling tickets for the next in-person podcast.
I think we should get one of these going at a comedy club or some kind of place. We should do one at Bosco's in Covington.
Oh, yeah. Alive. That would be fun.
Yeah, get like
10. A live audience.
Yeah, and then they can ask questions as we're going. And, you know, just kind of make it a little more.
That'd be fun.
Yeah, that'd be fun, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get all our local fans.
And we're trying to set up a show in St. Pete, right? Have we had any luck with that?
Oh, yeah. I found, I found a different venue where I'm doing some mediumship stuff. I don't know how the comedy would go over
there.
But I know of another place, so yeah.
Yeah, we're going to get that going. And
I should say that I found a there's a woman who owns like a bookstore and crystal shop, and I did a live event there the other day that she invited some people to, so now I have a monthly event at a store in St. Pete.
Cool. So,
yeah,
that's good. You know what I just realized I should have done for this podcast? I apologize. Next time I'll put it on. I have footage of the eclipse. We should have played that. You know,
your play-by-play.
Yeah, I'm a play-by-play of the eclipse. But if you do want to see some footage from the eclipse, go to my YouTube page, and I put up a live stream of it where, because I was there, you were there with a bunch of people, you know, at McDonald's, and I was watching it with Mom. And
but you know what I thought was funny about being in a public place was that everybody pulls their car over and just starts getting out, like on the movies, you know, everyone's looking around and it starts getting dark and the street lights were coming on. There was a family having like a picnic in some vacant lot next door. You know, it was really funny. And the closer it got, and then it was over and everyone just got in their car and drove away. Like, well, back to life.
Wow. Yeah. On with their life. Now, the people that gave you their glasses, where were they from?
Ironically enough, the girl used to live in St. Petersburg, Florida.
Wow.
And they were in town visiting their mom, and they live in Boise, Idaho.
So they're in...
They were coming to visit their mom who lives in Ohio.
Okay.
They used to live in St. Pete. I mean, the girl did.
Okay.
And now she lives in Boise.
Oh, the girl lives in Boise now, mm-hmm. And her mom lives in Columbus, or Ohio, somewhere.
So okay. She was... her mom was pretty funny.
Oh, she's fun. That's who gave you the glasses.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. The girl's like, oh, we have an extra pair for you. Great.
Well, it was good. I'm glad I got to see it. You know, just something different. It's just, it really was like the movies, how it just kind of mm-hmm. came over. And then you just see the moon, especially with those glasses. You see the moon kind of slowly taking over the sun. And then once it did that, boom. So. Yeah.
The McDonald's employees came out.
Oh, they came out.
Everybody. No one missed it.
Was anybody taking any orders at that time? Or like, that would suck if somebody pulled in, hey, I want a Big Mac, number one, a milkshake. And the person working at McDonald's like, no, I want to see the eclipse.
Yeah, I don't think anybody was working then.
Okay, that's good.
They gave him the 3 minutes off.
Yeah. So, well, that's good. Well, I'm glad that you got to come home for it. And, you know, you guys, thanks for tuning in, and we'll be doing another one. We're on 31 now, 31 episodes. Mm-hmm. So we'll put up another one next week. So if you guys got any questions for us or any topics you want to hit, please leave us a message, and we'll see you on the next one.
Bye.